I say something here. Hey, God found Gideon hiding from the enemy.
Yes. Amen.
Oh yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. look at that. All you gotta do is start talking. My people are being destroyed for lack of the knowledge of the truth. Oh, we have much knowledge. Ever learning. See how you stop right there? All I'm doing now is quoting the book. That's all I'm doing. Ever learning. And because you're ever learning, you're not able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Heads are going like that. Instead of looking over to your brother and say, will you please pray for me because I don't understand what this guy's doing.
Amen.
Oh, I understand, right?
Hallelujah.
Ah, boy.
Lord.
2 years ago, or a little bit more than that, every single night we would have somebody preaching here. One time we had a round table.
We did.
And I had all the brothers around me.
True.
And we discussed.
Oh,
every night for a long time we had somebody preaching.
Amen.
Every night. Every night. What happened? Why? Why? It caused nothing but confusion. This one preached that. This one preached that. I remember when Dennis Bush came in, boy, he preached. Among my people are wicked men. I took issue with it. Because I don't believe among God's people there are wicked men. I do believe amongst God's people there are people with wicked ways. But you're not wicked.
Amen.
No, you're not wicked.
Hallelujah.
No, you're not wicked.
Hallelujah.
Simple, yes. Wicked, no. Does anybody know the difference?
Hallelujah.
What y'all do is look at somebody and say, I don't know. I think I know, but I...
Amen.
Ever learning. Have we learned what sin is? Have you learned what wicked way is?
Amen.
And if I tell you your way is wicked,
sure.
You gonna buy that?
Hallelujah.
And but your way is presumption.
Hallelujah.
That's what you did, brother, from up there in New York. You came down here presuming that you're gonna be accepted in the beloved. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Sure. That's why some of you guys are back again tonight after I've been so hard this morning. Because you're presuming that you can come on back. Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Presumptuous are they.
Self-will.
Self-will. Not afraid to speak evil. Or think it.
Amen.
See, love thinketh no evil.
Sure.
It's only speaking. You don't even think it.
Hallelujah.
Well, well, well.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, well, well. What think you?
Hallelujah.
This is an evil generation. You can't think like they think.
True.
You got to think like God thinks.
Hallelujah.
And God's so kind when he says,
me and you.
You're wicked. Hey, yes, very kind. Now let the wicked. So stop doing what you're doing right now.
Glory.
You know, I keep telling you when I'm at the house, And I don't know how to explain this to you. I've been told not to even try.
Amen.
How do you explain something to a reprobate mind, which is destitute? You think you folk are looking at me and saying, boy, you got me, boy. I am guilty.
Amen.
No, you ain't going to do that. You're not going to do it. How many times have I quoted this one to you? I'm sending you to a most rebellious people. That's you.
Yeah.
That's you.
Oh, yeah.
He said, they're going to be so rebellious that you don't be rebel like them.
Amen. Hallelujah. Truth.
You're not rebellious.
Amen.
So God lied.
No.
I got to fight every day not to be rebellious like you.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to talk to you. It's no pleasure coming up here and talking to you.
Oh, God.
And then because I got a rebuke.
Amen.
You think rebuking's easy? How do you take it? Why would you like to have to give it?
Right. Amen, brother.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
Hallelujah.
We are. You want to face off again, huh? Another place, I forget which one of the brothers brought this one out. Might have been Timothy, it might have been. Why should I smite you anymore? Well, why should I rebuke you anymore? Because you just...
rebel more and more.
So why should I come up and rebuke you anymore? Bible tells me to rebuke sharply. Sometimes I'm sharp, sometimes I'm not, but I still rebuke.
Amen, amen, brother.
Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering. Who's that for you? Is that referring about the guy doing it?
Yes, Lord.
Huh? That's a command God gave to the man of God. So now you go up there, you reprove, and you rebuke, and suffer while you're doing it. Yeah, boy. When I have to rebuke you, I suffer inside of me. They won't budge. This generation is condemned. And you better save yourself from it.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Isn't that remarkable? Where was that command first given?
On the day of
Pentecost, when they said, men and brethren, what shall we do, or what must we do? And he went on down the list and he said, now you better save yourself from this generation that has crucified the Savior, that is still away with him. You better save yourself from that. Look at
it.
Can't even do it, can you? Nick was strong, boy. So before I do anything, I gotta bind a strong man. That's what I did when I shut your mouth up. You're not getting this pope no more. Not even to testify until you can testify to the truth.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what you've done or what you've been. I want to know what he's done. And boy, has he been long-suffering to us for.
Yeah.
Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah! Stinks.
Yes. Glory. Oh, God, what you've done, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, God. I'm the sign.
Hallelujah.
And no man takes this honor to himself. Huh. See, you don't even know what I'm doing, do you? We're tired. Do you know how many hours I preach today?
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Do you know how many hours I preach? Huh? Nobody knows. Am I entitled to a rest?
Amen.
For there is a rest.
Hallelujah.
Remain at the rest. people of God.
And the Lord said unto Moses, now a prophet like unto
Moses.
So can I take these words personal?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can I talk a little like, superimpose my name in there for Moses?
Hallelujah.
Would you comprehend that? A prophet like unto Moses. Want to talk plain?
Right.
Oh, but you know the scripture, don't you? But you're going to sit there, let's hear them out. You do error.
Yes, Lord.
Because you don't know the scriptures.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Neither do you know the power of God.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
For you have your father under the influence of this last day hypocritical apostate spirit.
Hallelujah.
That says I'm rich. I'm increased with good. Man, I've been around preaching for 25 years.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, rise up and rebel. Come on, do it publicly.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Jesus.
And the Lord said it unto Moses, put forth thy hand.
Amen.
Take it by the tail and put forth his hand.
Hallelujah.
And he caught it, Moses, and it became a rod.
It is.
A rod in his hand.
Hallelujah.
Let's go back a little bit. And he said unto my Lord, I pray thee, by the hand of him, whom wilt thou send? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! Boy, if I had God's anger kindled against me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
God got angry with Moses?
Thank you, Lord.
Because Moses said, I can't speak. You want me to go talk to that high educated Pharaoh?
Oh, God.
With all these court around him who knows the ones who taught me? And they'll know I can.
Amen.
See, you don't get it. You're sitting, I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you. I'm showing you the best I can. Here's what you're doing.
My God. Have mercy, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, help, Lord.
Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir. Son, you just be there. I cannot let you fail.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I haven't failed you.
No.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Because God said, I can't let you fail.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Glory.
I'll whoop you good if you got it. You get my friends. You can sit there, look all the way you want to. You people, I'm trying to tell you. I tried to tell you the other day at the dining hall. This gathering today, this weekend, and don't damn sit there and look at me like that.
Lord.
You're going to see God shut the door on hundreds of so-called Christians.
My Lord.
Who fell away.
My Lord.
My God.
Yes, God.
Who look back.
Oh, Jesus.
To the degree that they went back.
My Lord.
I'm sure you'd stay here if I told you, right?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Right?
Bless your name. Bless you, Jesus.
Oh. Now, he wished I would tell him to stay here. Look at him. Look, just look at him. And boy, God told me. I'm coming down there, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
And I keep telling you, if you don't come right, You're not staying.
Amen.
In fact, Elijah's going to get through that door. You don't believe that, do you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
A few weeks ago, I had to go through a house with a guy named Stuart. I like Stuart. And I would tell Stuart, you know what God requires of a Stuart? Hello, Stuart.
Right.
You're a Stuart.
Right.
Yeah. You got that, someone who God trusts with something.
Right.
To do right with it.
Right.
Trusting you with knowledge, hoping you would do right by it. But we do God so wrong, don't we? Stuart. Nobody knows but Stuart, huh? Come in here and say, how'd he go? I've been trying to figure out why Alan's not writing me too much. And I know why. Because Stuart finally told him I put him out. I would tell Brother Stuart, I said, come on, what the hell are you two hobnobbing behind my back?
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Brown,
yes, sir.
You were involved with me dealing with that guy. One day, Brother Dennis was out cutting grass. Now, I would try to tell you, but how do you tell these folks?
Thank you, Lord.
Stuart lived in a big house over there, and night after night, he raised hell that we were putting some kind of crazy vibrations around here, and one time he got so bragging. He threw this guy right out, right there, this nice and gentle, until I moved him.
Right.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Oh, Jesus.
Changed your rescue, didn't I? No?
Yes.
Then he hollered about Sister, what's her name, Sister Gail. Everett, you know about that. He pulled the plug on some of our power. Because we're sending vibrations all over the place. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then he accused us of deliberately putting signals around here. And time again, I said, man, knock it off. He accused Sister Gail over here playing witchcraft on him.
Okay.
Until one day Edward said, let me go up there and take him with me. So Edward come up. I wish you folk would knock this off.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't understand why you're talking about Stuart. He was a nice guy. The guy was a smart one, too. New computers. Boy, oh boy. One day I showed you folk what he was using for an excuse. I would turn him around, threw him his back, because years ago he was in an accident where he was almost dead. The doctor did not expect him to live. His spine was absolutely bingo. And so the doctors told him, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. I'm going to tell you, if you can avoid it, you better stay away from the doctors. And you better stay away from these churches.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you better stay away from these politicians.
Amen.
I was looking at one of these preachers who's been taking on women preachers, because there's a woman preacher now. She's up there, she's just telling everybody how God's using women. And this guy's an old Baptist. He says, God don't use women for preaching. And boy, she's up there and she's rallying. And then she got tight leggings on. We're sticking out a little fanny. Preaching. And I don't know why somebody. The Bible says it is an abomination.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
For a woman to wear clothes that makes you look like a man.
Amen.
And for a man to wear clothes.
Amen. Amen. It pertains to
it. Oh, you fine. You're not going to do it, are you? How many times you put on clothes that make you think, look like you're a Christian? What an abomination. What a generation. Thank you. Thank you. I put up with Stuart for months. He'd come to the dining hall, sit down, and I'd look at him. Until I got to the point, I said, Stuart, get out of here. Well, I finally got him out, but boy, it wasn't easy. I would say to him, look, if you don't want to be a part of this community, go, leave. And I give him back pretty much of his money. But when the little old check stops, his money's going to stop. What you're doing is going to stop.
Sure.
It's God's going to cut it off.
Amen.
Mr. Burgess, I keep telling you, you may find yourself over here one day and won't be able to drive back home to your home. And then God's going to say, well, you're home.
Hallelujah.
Glory
God.
Well, now. You're just not going to quit, are you? Your iniquity has got the best of you. And you're supposed to give God your best.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Give all your best to the master.
Yes.
You know, he'll master you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He'll rule over you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he will.
He'll master you.
Glory.
So you say I can go back on check and see if all the stuff back at the wood shop?
Well, someone said in a trailer too. We gotta move on. I'm not doing this.
Should have never started.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
See, when you start to give in to your iniquity, it's hard to stop.
Amen.
I've always done it that way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I finally got Stuart out. So one day Dennis was cutting grass. And he said, I went to do something to the trailer down there. He said, Stuart's in her bed. I jumped up. Stuart, get the hell out. What are you doing here? Well, he moved because he didn't like. I said, who are you going to accuse next of vibration? Who around this trailer is going to vibrate? I finally got him off, but it was a tough battle. Stand right there and say, you ain't going. And you can't put me off here.
Bless you, Lord.
That's what some of you are doing, aren't you?
Mm.
Huh? And I'm telling you this, don't mess with me.
Amen.
Why do you want us gone? I don't.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Why do you want to go?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory,
glory,
God.
But you're always picking on us. Yes, sir. Pick on me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He actually picked you out.
Glory.
Somebody say amen.
Amen. Glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
Most of your rejoicing is in vain. Now, what I was going to talk about tonight, if I can find my thoughts on this. God said, Moses, I want you to go down and talk to Pharaoh. I wonder why he picked Moses. Way back there, he picked Moses.
Amen.
Had him raised in Pharaoh's house.
True.
Moses fled from Egypt,
yes, Lord.
Because he whooped and killed an Egyptian.
Amen.
Right.
And hid his body.
Yes.
And the next day he found two brothers fighting. I see you don't know the story or you wouldn't say it like that. And Moses said, what are you doing? What are you brothers doing fighting amongst each other?
Amen.
What are you doing? What are you vying for position? You don't like yours? God didn't put you in the right place.
Lord Jesus, glory God.
Yes. And so Moses intervened.
Amen.
He said, hey, you guys are brothers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all of us are brothers. Yeah, you're going to kill one of us like you did that Egyptian. Oh, God. See, Moses hid that.
Right.
He hid that killing of the Egyptian because he killed one of the Egyptians and he was an Egyptian prince.
My God.
That's right.
And when his brothers got fighting, he said, brothers, what are you doing fighting?
You be brothers.
You're brothers.
Amen.
And one of them, give him a smart aleck. Right?
Amen.
Yes,
he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us?
Yeah, who made you a prince and a judge over us? Who made you a prophet over us?
Hallelujah.
I'm a prophet just like you.
Glory God.
No way.
Glory
no.
No way.
Amen.
None like him.
Glory.
And I don't know why you want to be like me. You ought to want to be like him.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory.
Oh, to be like
him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to be like him.
John said when I saw him, he had eyes like fire.
Hallelujah.
Hair like wool. And out of his mouth came a short two-edged sword.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
That sword is used to circumcise.
Mm-hmm.
Cut that flesh.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You uncircumcised in heart.
Glory. Glory.
And then I try to describe you. That circumcision was a sign. Yes.
True. Yes. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Can you picture mama saying, circumcise this boy?
Hallelujah.
Huh? So you reach down and grab a hold of his penis, yank up the thing with the flesh and go.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
You circumcise? Huh. You do it? Oh, no.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's got to do the circumcision.
Somebody's
got to do it.
Amen.
And the sharper the knife, the quicker the stroke,
amen,
the less it'll hurt.
Amen.
You pull that thing and go, real sharp knife. And the child, the baby, how do you know it?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, brother, there! What you doing talking about that like that, brother?
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Now, what I'm really talking about is God told Moses to go down to Egypt, and Moses began to kick.
Yes, he did.
I can't talk. You want me to stand before the court of a Pharaoh and stutter and stammer? Please have mercy on me, God.
Hallelujah.
I know I can get there, but boy, hey, can you pitch me? Pharaoh. Says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You won't get it, people. I don't know why you folk resist the truth.
Amen.
I just don't know why you keep doing it. Well, I don't think we need that. This is not present truth.
Oh, my God.
I'm already tired, Lord.
Oh,
Lord. I'm ready to go back home and lay down again.
Listen, Lord.
I got the thing about that scripture where Paul says, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. And I promise you that hardly any of you ever thought what he was saying. Who are the beasts? And what was Ephesus? Isn't this something? It's one of the seven churches. Ephesus. And in that church in Ephesus, he fought with a bunch of saints who had a carnal nature.
Amen.
And that was a beast.
Amen.
Beast. How many beasts we got here?
Amen.
Huh? Beastly nature. Rum, rum. Paul's got a fall with him. I had a fight. I know what that's all about. First, I got to fight with my own nature. Just think, less than an hour ago, I was laying on my bed just to feel so nice.
My Lord.
And I looked at the clock. I said, come on, Lord, them folks are all tired of me. They'd be glad if I'd leave them alone. Then I heard Sister Burgess. I thought, that woman drive all the way back over here again?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
On the wings of a snow. Hey, Sister Burgess, you got to keep doing it.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Some of the folk follow you ain't too encouraging.
Lord.
I know you're not going to say nothing about it. I know that.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you,
now,
Lord.
These scriptures that I'm reading have to do with a sign.
Oh, bless you.
Nobody wants to recognize a sign. One. Signs? Yes. And they argue with you, debate with you, and a woman's not the sign.
Amen.
Jesus said, a wicked and an adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Show us a sign. Ezekiel was like that. I'll read it for you.
Thank you.
I got it.
Amen.
I jumped in my bed and I started looking for the sign. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying,
Son of man.
Now you folk get all bent out of shape when I tell you I'm a son of man. I'm not the son of God, I'm a son of man.
Hallelujah.
Jesus became a son of man to strengthen the fact that he was the son of God. He became flesh.
Yes.
Son of man.
Yes.
Son of man. So when the Bible talks about son of man, it's talking about Jesus.
Yes.
And when it talks about you and me, we're men who were sent like Jesus.
Amen.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
I still remember up in Victory when I preached this. I went in the tabernacle by myself, hooked up the microphone, my telephone hookup. I sat down and I began to read. Boy, I tell you, what poor Ezekiel went through. Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn,
amen,
nor weep. Neither shall thy tears run down. Forbear to cry. Don't cry. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thine head upon thee. Put on thy shoes upon thy feet. Cover not thy lips and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people. And in the morning and at evening my wife died. And I did it in the morning as I was commanded.
Hallelujah.
Don't weep. Don't cry.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the people said unto me, wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us? What does that do with us? That thou do it such. Then I answered them, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the word of the Lord?
Yes, yes, the word of the Lord.
The house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will profane my sanctuary. You.
Yes.
We're the sanctuary.
Yes, Lord.
And at the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes,
hallelujah,
and that which your soul pitieth and your sons and your daughters whom you have left shall fall by the sword.
Yes. Oh. Amen.
And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. Take your damn word. I'm not going to take your word for nothing.
No.
And that your tires shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet.
No.
You shall not mourn nor weep. You shall pine away for your iniquities and mourn one toward another. Woe is me. Woe is me, I'm undone. Woe is me.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Brother Jesus, did you call me tonight? What did you say? How'd you do it? How did you ask for him? See? He said, I covet your prayers.
Right.
And the Lord said to me, no! Thou shalt not covet!
Hallelujah.
Lord!
Does that apply to that?
Amen.
Covetous, which is idolatry.
Jesus!
I don't want you to worship me or even worship my prayers.
Amen.
I want you to worship God. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not cover your neighbor's wife.
Amen.
Or your manservant servant. Or your major or your axe or your ass. Because covetousness is idolatry.
Hallelujah.
Don't make them what you covet. It's the covetousness.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh.
Glory.
Oh, boy. Thus, Ezekiel is unto you a sign.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
According to all that he hath done, shall you do. And when this cometh, you shall know that I am the Lord. And thou, son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from thee their strength, their joy, or their glory, the desire of their eyes, that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters? See, I've often told you what happened to Moses. Because the people rebelled, and then God sent fiery serpents among them.
Amen. Yes, he did.
And much people.
Yes.
Moses loved them all.
Amen.
But he had to watch many of them die.
Amen.
Truth.
Can you picture them? Because the slain of the Lord were many.
Many.
Hey, Moses, so-and-so down. So-and-so down. Isn't that what we use around here?
Yeah.
Sister Powell's down. Sister Angela's down.
Glory.
Brother Brown is down. Sister Rose is down. Down.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong being down to let the Lord lift you up. Lift Jesus. Get out of that bed. Boy, I tell you, we got to make her a special seat. If we don't, she's going to do it. Pillow of prophets.
Glory.
What them women do? They put pillows. Why's your countenance falling? I said, why is your countenance falling? You think I'd ask that if it wasn't?
No.
Hallelujah.
Just go and do what's right.
Amen.
That's all. Well, you know that story, don't you?
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
Did you ever stop and think what God meant when he said to him, go and do what's right? Come on, look at somebody. No, I never gave him a shot. Your brother's done what's right, so go talk to your brother. So he went over and said to Abel, God wouldn't accept my sacrifice. It looks like he sets yours. What did you do? Why should I offered up a more excellent.
Hallelujah.
Abel offered up a more acceptable, excellent sacrifice. come you folk are envious?
Glory.
We bring the sacrifice
of praise into the house of the Lord.
You know what? When I said, why did you count this falling? You could have thrown your head back and said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We have people raise their hand up. I was sitting down the
prison
in the prison house, feeling as dirty
Hallelujah.
As a man could be.
Glory!
And I heard God said to me, "Cleanse your hands, you sinner."
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Purify your heart.
Hallelujah.
And I said, "Well, how can I do that?" He said, "Lift up holy hands." How you cleanse your hands.
Amen.
You lift up holy hands.
Yes.
And when you lift up your hands, he makes them holy. Boy, that sure helped me. Because I was feeling, in my heart, I was feeling so filthy, so dirty.
Hallelujah.
And I heard that Spirit of God say, you cleanse your hands. How?
Hallelujah.
How?
Hallelujah.
How?
Glory.
He would lift them up.
Glory.
He said, when you lift them up, they're holy hands. Come on, Pastor.
Hey,
come on.
Glory.
Lift up holy hands.
Glory.
Lift Jesus higher. I've ever told you that I haven't showed you how to do it.
Glory.
Tell me.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell me. Well, you haven't showed us repentance. Well, let me see. What can I do so you see my repentance? Huh? Well, you can be a little softer. But I'm a hard man. You know where that's at, smart aleck? You know where it's at in the book? The talents. Gave one 5 talents, 1 2, and 1 1.
Hallelujah.
And then the 5 talents come back. He said, "Here's 5 more." Lord said, "Good and faithful servant. I can give you all a whole lot more." Then one of the 2 talents come back. He said, "Here's 2, the one you gave me, and 2 more." Then with the one with the 1 talent, he came. And I told you what your talents are.
Faith.
God's given to every one of you a measure of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
So fill up that cup.
Hallelujah.
Faith. Boy, they're looking at me strange again. That was the one with the 1 talent. He brought it back and said, "Here's your talent back, Lord. Here's your faith. I give it back to you. You give me back the faith I gave you.
My Lord.
Oh. What will you work with then?"
Uh-huh.
Right.
So what you should have done was you should have went and used it.
Right.
Faith.
Hallelujah.
Use your faith.
Hallelujah.
Use it.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
You're the first of all to be saved, because by grace are you saved through faith. Use it. So I said, I was afraid. So I went and hid it. Why'd you do that? Because I knew you was a hard man. You knew that? You knew I was a hard man? And you went and hid it? Take it away from him. Take that faith away from him. And give it to the one that that's five. You folks don't like that, do you? Because God, keep on messing with your faith. And I'm going to get it all. I'm the one that got five. Yes, sir. I got so much faith that God gave me that I can believe He can save even you. See, a lot of times God gave you faith to believe it, but we threw it away or we buried it.
Yeah.
Then when God asked for your testimony, like you,
hallelujah,
you overcome by testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Well, it is. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Every time I talk to them, I'm a little afraid. When she drove up out front, she was crying, and all the sisters fell in love with her. Somebody called me and I jumped out of the radio room, come riding down. First thing I did was give her a hug.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
What was happening that day? Running. Got away from your husband. Got away from your children. But you couldn't get away from your problem.
Hello. Bless you.
She can't get away from you, can you?
Thank you, Lord.
I gave her some money. I told her to go back to her husband. Yeah, right here.
Yes.
And she went back, and that didn't work too long. So she came back again. That let her stay here.
Hallelujah.
And one day, God only knows what happened to her.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I sent her off to try to straighten that situation up, and all at once she came running down the road towards her. I ain't leaving. Show them how tough you were. Boy, she upset the whole place. So that's why I'm careful with her now, because if she shows out again, and God has to put her off this time, she ain't never coming back. See, God is shutting the door. And when once the master, and that don't mean generally, if he shuts it on you.
Sure.
He shuts the opportunity on you, just shuts it up. They won't budge, will they? Gideon, thou mighty man of valor, who, me? He was hiding. He was hiding. And all at once an angel of the Lord stood by. Say, mighty man of valor.
Glory. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
What are you doing here?
Amen.
What am I doing here? Well, then, Malachi's ready? Midianites. They're stealing our grain. They're burning down our crop. They're robbing our women. They're making havoc of our faith.
Sure.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to raise you up, boy, and you're going to whoop the hell out of them guys.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, me? Yeah, mighty man of valor.
Glory to his name.
Valor. And when they finally went against the enemy, you know what the people cried?
The sword
of the Lord and of Gideon!
Hallelujah!
Woo! I wish somebody get excited. Oh boy, the sign, the sign. I get furious when I watch the way these guys preach. I tried to say this morning what got me upset. And I can write them guys and say, can I come on your program? Huh? Can oh no, you think you're the only prophet? I don't think. I am. I am the only last day prophet. Look at that.
Hallelujah.
Just look. Look. Gideon sent out a word. Hey, an angel talked to me. Y'all come on. We're going to go to war against these Midianites. And 30,000 showed up, wasn't it? 30. Woo. Woo! I sent out a cry in 98, and over almost 1,000 showed up from all over the world. They came from Africa. They came from England. They came from New Zealand. Of course, I paid away. Yeah, I took $100. Is Robert here? Hey, Robert, where you at? What was that girl's name, Robert? The one who went to Pastor Brother Baker? Huh?
Sylvia.
She sent $100,000 to me, and I laid it back. I don't know how many years I kept it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hear from her at all anymore, Robert? She's not up there no more. You people are really something. No manner of talking seems to get through you. And that's because your understanding is unfruitful. I took that $100,000 after holding it for 3 or 4 years. She gave it to me at the same time that Robert gave the million. And she was influenced by Robert.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
That's why I asked him. Hey, Roger, but Robert, how did you know about Sylvia?
Friends of Elizabeth.
Who's Elizabeth?
My sister.
See?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You folks must be having a good time. Because no matter what I say, anytime I mention any little subject, you go blank.
Thank
you, God. Now, when Sylvia had sent me the $100,000, when he sent me the million, I wouldn't let her come here. So she went to Brother Baker's. I didn't send her there. No, I didn't. But because I was mentioning upper room, she went there. But I took her $100,000 and I brought people in from all over the world.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Another three brothers that came from way down south, Central Africa. Zimbabwe? What? No, it wasn't Zimbabwe. Hmm? I bought them a pair of shoes. They were shocked. I took them into Walmart and I threw them. I've never seen such a display of goods.
Hallelujah.
I said, pick out some shoes. And they picked them up. $30. Don't worry about it. I'll move it.
Hallelujah.
I heard from one of the sons the other day. The brother is dead now. Can I cut this off, God? Please, let me cut it off.
Thank you, Father.
But you're the sign.
Yeah.
And just cut it off. Chop it down. All they did was tell you where I got the $100,000. Sylvia never lived here. She went to Brother Baker because he was one I was talking about. These hypocrites, pray God. Amen. Long before anybody, I would get $35, $40, $85 from a mysterious donor. Didn't know who it was. And at that time, boy, a $30, $85 offering?
Hallelujah.
I take notice to it every time. But I couldn't figure out who was sending it. So one day I went to Kentucky, rented a small building, had a meeting with about 25 people. When I got done preaching, I had laid her offerings down on the Bible. Because that's what I used to do. Anybody ever been in my service when I did that?
Yeah.
I don't take offerings like that no more. Because if you gave an offering, I'd have to receive it. And if I receive it, there'd be a blessing on it.
Hallelujah.
If you give an offering to God, he got to receive it.
Amen.
If you don't receive it, you ain't going to get no blessing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We bring the sacrifice. Is he going to receive your praise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, bless you. Glory. Thanks, Father.
I went to the table and it was a pretty good offering. I looked around real quick. There was only about 15 people in that meeting. Finally, Brother Baker walked up and he said, God bless. Did you ever hear that?
Amen.
God bless.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I said, so you're the one that's been sending these money to me. All these years, 2 years he's been sending me. I said, you're the one. So it wasn't long after that, we had to move from that place and went out to his farm to have a baptismal. God bless.
Amen.
God bless. So I went and returned the blessing.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I can't tell you how many people went to live in Upper Room, but he wouldn't let them live there. A bunch of young men moved down there. He wouldn't let them live. He needed to go next door and rent a place. God bless.
God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Who needs that kind of a blessing? You give it and they take it back. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps. And don't take it back, Lord. Don't take it back. And I'm not going to give it back. I got it and I'm going to keep that blessing. Because the blessing of the Lord will make me rich and add no sorrow to it. While I was out on the farm, he was, Brother Phil, you've been out there, haven't you? He lives out of town, rolling hills, had no water. He had no water. He had a cistern, he had a well, or a spring. I said, you pull the water out of the spring. Because, boy, that spring ran and ran. I said, what are you using rainwater for? You'll get fresh water. How do you put a pump down, pump it up there, bingo. God bless. Why, God bless him with a spring.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's springing, springing up.
It's springing, springing up. It's springing, springing up within my soul.
And I'll have a new supply. Because my spring will never run dry. I'm just trying to show you. We sent people over there. We bought a piece of land over there that has running water. Didn't have to drill no well. And the water was up high in a barn. And the water could run right down to all the houses. We put 3 or 4 houses over there that he wouldn't let nobody come. Brother Baker. God bless. God bless. And that's what God did. God blessed him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Had the prophet come to his house. Then one day, brother, the one that died here, he said, Brother Sterry shut off the satellite. He won't even let us listen to it. One that we had paid for. How many of you folks shut off the satellite? Huh? You know what's on that satellite? You don't know.
Right.
Not sure?
Yeah.
The voice.
Amen.
The voice, that the one who has the voice has enough faith to say the voice of the last day prophet. Do you have faith to say, I'm listening to the voice of the last day prophet?
Amen.
You hear me in New York?
Sir.
What? Where?
The radio was...
You get from 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
On 620.
An hour, I think it is hour.
I got some little old people up there in a nursing home. They never fail to call me. Because they don't sleep too well. Because they're in bed all day long and all day night. And they say, Brother Dad, boy, we're so glad we're here on WSAR.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Can't send no money.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
And that's one reason why I stay there.
Because
they will call.
Thank you, Lord.
They will call.
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe they'll let you hear when they call.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bunch of folk in the nursing home.
Thank you, Lord.
Families all shattered. health all gone?
Yes.
And I said, we listen to you.
Amen.
Glory.
How about you? You listen to me?
Amen.
Well, if you listen, you hear, won't you?
Amen.
If you hear, you listen, won't you?
Hallelujah.
A lot of these folks don't like when I say that. You're not hearing me. Because if you hear me, you listen to me.
Sure.
If you listen, you're hearing.
Amen.
Sign. Sign. Go down, Moses.
Thank you, Lord.
You're the sign, Moses. But I can't talk. I'll quit your complaining. How about your brother? Can he talk?
Yes,
there he said, well, send him along and you tell him what to say.
Hallelujah.
And it'll be like you talking. Now you're going to tell me I'm wrong, huh?
You're right.
Can you believe it was Aaron was one of them that turned on him eventually? Aaron and Miriam?
Sure.
No. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee.
Glory.
Moses, a prophet like unto Moses.
Hallelujah.
And he said, what's that in your hand? A rod? A rod?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thy rod?
Thy staff. They come from me.
What? Thy rod? Don't misunderstand that rod. It's not you. You would feel more like a staff than a rod. Has a rod been a comfort to us? Hmm? His willingness to work. His joyful attitude is he's here. He's here. Fare thee well.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I tried to tell you why Pharaoh didn't kill Moses. Look. See, God had prepared Moses to go before Pharaoh. And he had him raised in the bosom of Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son. So as her son, he became in line to become the Pharaoh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then he killed that Egyptian and fled.
Sure.
When God said, now Moses, you go back down and talk to Pharaoh, he said, he ain't going to let me in. No, he going to let you in, all right. But I can't talk with him. I'll take that with you. Take Aaron with you.
Hallelujah.
And you tell Aaron what to say.
Yes.
And he'll say just like you're talking.
Yes.
Glory.
So can you picture old Moses coming in? Can you picture him? What is it? What's going on? Pharaoh, Moses is coming. Moses? Boy, I thought we'd gotten rid of that guy. And he came without an invitation. Because Moses was Pharaoh's daughter. He had to pay him homage.
Amen.
Or his daughter would have whipped the pictures off him. That's my little boy.
Sure.
So Moses come in. Hi, Pop. I know you. You know me, don't you?
Glory.
Yeah. Well, thus saith the Lord.
Glory.
You let my people go. My people.
Hallelujah.
I'm not an Egyptian.
Amen.
I'm an Israelite.
Amen.
So you let my people go. Boy, somebody. Somebody in this place. Somebody. Boy, is such a pile of dry wood or wet wood that all you do is smoke.
My God.
Glory!
Sound like an emergency. So I could go on with this. While I was up there with Baker that night, it was way late at night. I'd like to tell him, but by God, I'm going to waste this on these people again. You tell me the story.
The hills where Baker's
we were baptizing in an old cow watering trough. Because the church that was going to let me in wouldn't let me in. And while we're baptizing, all at once the door opens up. We're out in the boondocks now.
Sure.
If I even told most of you to go up there, you'd have a hard time finding it.
I had a hard time.
You have a hard time?
Yes, sir.
You been there?
Yes, sir.
A little narrow road? You're just not impressed, are you? Well, don't be impressed by me. Be impressed by what I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
The door opened up and the door stood a man with his wife and two children. Yes. They friends.
Yes.
Lives in Atlanta. He was an engineer in Delta Airlines.
Yes.
He finally retired eventually with a tremendous pension. He's probably living on it now. Because the way he treated the prophet, he lost the radio station.
Mm.
Oh, it's still there, but he can't run it. WWRB, Worldwide Religious Broadcasters. And he asked me a couple weeks ago, I said, no, I don't really. In other words, if he just put me on for nothing, I'd go back on. But I don't want to be known as a religious broadcaster. I don't want to be.
Hallelujah.
Religions are corrupt, polluted. I don't want to be known as a Republican or a Democrat.
Amen.
I want to be known as he knows me.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I said, you ought to want to be known. You don't want to be known to your children as mom and daddy. You want them to know you as a child of God, washed in the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You don't know what I'm doing. Feel the lights blinking? You know why they're blinking? Solar power, right? Isn't that something? Sun hasn't always shined too much, has it? But that, ooh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Woo!
Oh, let the sun shine.
Shine in. Face it with a smile.
We're on sun power.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm on sun power.
Yeah.
You're on sun power.
Yeah.
The power of the sun. I wish somebody gets saved around me. I really do. I'm serious. I really wish you folk would get saved.
Hallelujah.
Because in being saved, you'll be saved from your enemy.
Yes.
Saved from yourself.
Yes.
Because you're your own worst enemy.
Yes.
Mm. They come in there and I said, what are you doing with? He never, why did he come from Atlanta over here? He goes all the way up to Kentucky.
Hallelujah.
He's another one that put me off when I was there. Now he's off. You know when he spoke around and put me off? Away with them. Now they're off. Now they're away. I'm trying to talk about the sign. Amazing to me, because they say there's no sign, no sign. Well, that's quote what Jesus said. Jesus said there'll be no sign. He said a wicked and a generation seeks after a sign, but they ain't gonna get none. Not no sign, except. Here's the exception: a prophet like Jonah. What did Jonah do? He said, and the people repented at the preaching of Jonah. This generation won't repent at the preaching of the prophet Jonah. I got another guy on the West Coast. He keeps saying, I'm Jonas the prophet. No, you're not.
Amen.
Yeah, he said, I'll be the prophet of the West, and you'll be the prophet of the East. No, I said, I'm going to be the prophet of the Lord. And he's East and West, North. I don't know what to do with you people. You just don't believe that I deal with this over and over and over again.
Hallelujah.
Then I have to come in here and face the same thing.
Hallelujah.
God, Lord, ain't run us there. I'm the last day prophet of God, and you're not the last day prophet. You're a conniver.
Hallelujah, yes, yes.
You're a deceiver.
Yes.
You manipulated people down there. And God knows I want you to do a whole lot. It'll be nothing.
Amen.
And though, even though you do it, it still will be nothing.
Hallelujah.
As I rode back to my house, I quoted the words of Paul, that I am nothing.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Now I can say he's everything. Because I'm nothing.
Amen.
I'm nothing. He's all in all.
All in all.
And it's in him I live. In him I move. And have my being. So because he's something, I'm something. Glory be to God. Now are we the sons of God. Just like he's the son of God. Now are we the sons of God. Now. Doesn't appear that way, but we are. Paul said it doesn't look that way, but
no,
we are.
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
We are.
Yes.
We're going to be kings and priests on the God.
Yes.
Walking up Jerusalem just like John.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless the Lord.
You old man, you're crazy. Yeah, I know that. I'm the sign.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am the sign.
Glory.
There'll be no sign given to you, this generation, except the sign of a prophet sent like Jonah.
Hallelujah.
And that Jonah was sent to Nineveh.
Hallelujah.
So will God send a prophet to warn you.
Yes,
and they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
Yes, Lord.
This generation, you need to save yourself from it.
Amen.
They won't repent.
Truth.
Even with the sign.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thus, Ezekiel is unto you a sign.
Amen.
According to all that he hath done, shall you do. And when this cometh, you shall know that I am the Lord your God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'll take your wife away from you. She's going to die.
I know
it. Used to be a pretty lively one, wasn't she? No?
Thank you, Lord.
Now her testimony is null and void. Because he lives like that, he's not living like that.
Glory.
The first thing she do was start to pick on the sign.
Amen.
You think you're going to learn anything? She's there and I'm here.
Amen.
Brother Baker's up there and I'm here.
Amen.
You're over there and I'm here.
Oh, glory.
Out here.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
The sign.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So when God brought you here?
Yes.
By the sign.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Walter, you, how far you come, Walter? A long ways. Huh? Have they trouble? Just get on the plane and did he give you anything to eat on the plane? They don't give too much now.
Well, cookie and...
Cookie? No wonder you were so hungry when you got here. The old planes ain't like they used to be. What you looking at her for? Ah... He was up there in victory when I walked in and God said to Ezekiel, you tell him you're the sign.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm the sign.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Over in India, my wife fell down dead. I couldn't raise her up. I could get no response from her. I'm done, God. I'm not going to let these folk make a fool out of me again.
Thank you, Father.
Hard heads. It's still not over. Feast of Tabernacles, huh? Very, very good chance or choice that the next one will be the last one. And then we'll tabernacle with our God.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Glory.
If I thought this was the last one, I'd tell every last one of you, stay right here. Right now. God keep me here. The sign.
Amen.
I'll get you in. You just follow me. Just follow me. But I'm tired. So am I.
Amen. Glory.
I'm weary. Either more.
Hallelujah.
Where's that at? You're an apostle? Either more.
Amen.
You're a faithful Christian? I'm more. You gave all your money? I gave more.
Amen.
See why I didn't like Paul?
Hallelujah.
What is it, Paul? I wasn't disobedient to the heavenly vision.
Amen.
I'm going to show you, Paul, how many things you have to suffer.
Great things you must suffer.
He not only suffered from the heathen, but from the brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Who does Paul think he is? And thank God he had a faithful brother. He said, look, but this is a guy who used to throw Christians in jail. Yeah, and he had to go to jail. Yeah, go to jail. I was trying to pause to go to jail. And then God would deliver them. Huh?
Amen.
How much time did I go to jail? Who do you think delivered me? Really?
Amen.
He put me there, brought me out.
Amen.
On the sign.
Amen.
And we're about ready to see God magnify. I'm all set for that 10 million. And when I do, we're gonna spend it all so quick. Because all these radio stations are going to be hollering. And I'll just buy anything I want. I'm not going to hold on to the money. It's not going to be any good, so I'll just spend it. Give it. I still got a chance to buy ONW Worldwide Harvest Radio. God damn these people. They still, I mentioned something like that. No, I don't intend to buy it. But I intend to help the one who does buy it on the conditions they run the station.
Amen.
To run the station now would cost $45,000 a month the way it's set up. Now, I'm not even sure we're still on the air.
Hallelujah.
Owned by Lester Sumrall, the one who made him $1 billion and now his kid's fighting over because he left the stations. He left. What's wrong with you people? What is it that your eyes glass over? Where is your spirit of understanding?
Hallelujah.
They offered me the station and I could have bought it. They was willing to sell the $1 million, but that was taking all the money I had. So when I get it, I gotta have it operated.
Right.
Four transmitters, just out here, some of the finest in America. It won't be long to be in my hand. Because Alan told me he made a deal. It's just gotta be approved by the FCC.
God bless you, Jesus.
And Alan knows he can't run that station without the prophet. You know you can't run your life without the prophet. What a joke, huh? Prophet represents God in your midst.
Hallelujah.
You can't live this life without God. Give it the best shot you got.
Amen.
You're still going to have faith in God.
Amen.
Have faith. I'm worried about. No, I'm not worried. Because if that thing opens up, I there's no question about it. I'm not going to buy it. I need somebody to run it.
Yes.
If Alan buys it, he's going to need somebody to help him some money to buy it.
Hallelujah.
Then he's going to run it. Now, whether Alan comes down or does it not, it doesn't make any difference. There's a man over there that I know for years. He lives in Cottesville. He knows me. He runs the whole station. If the station shuts down, he loses his job. So I just say, hey, brother, stay on.
Amen. Yeah.
He knows how to put the overcomer on.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you know how to put the overcomer on?
Hallelujah.
Do you know how to put it on Christ?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And put him on.
Hallelujah.
Poor people.
Thank you, Lord.
And he looked around about them with anger.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank God he should be angry and should not. Because I gotta deal with anger. And boy, he's angry. And he has to show it to a guy like me.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what prophets do. They show the mind of God at any given time. And the wickedness of man is so great that it's crept into the people of God. They have wicked ways.
Hallelujah.
Scourging's coming.
Father.
Them whom he loveth. And at this time,
yes, Lord.
He's got a remnant of people that he loves that don't really love him. So he's going to scourge them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you say? I love you, Lord. What do you say? I love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah. I remember whipping one of my little girls one time. She was just a crying, and I was letting her, I love you, Daddy. Oh, he'll get it out of you.
Hallelujah.
He'll scourge you.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, he will. Then you'll love him because he loves you.
Glory.
Love you enough to use a whipping rod on you.
Hallelujah.
And thy rod and thy staff,
yes,
they shall comfort me. What? The rod?
Yes.
The rod?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. God bless y'all. Really, look, we'll have service tomorrow night again at 7 o'clock because we got tabernacle now. You have to come. Nobody called tonight. Notice that? Now, anybody out there listening? Huh? If you're listening, give me a call. 843-538-1334.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that listening?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Brother Stair. This is Brother Wright at Jasper, Wyoming.
Well, how you doing, brother?
Well, been down the back for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I know you told me. What happened?
Working on a truck, and I managed it somehow. It's been pretty tough here for the last couple of weeks, but I'm getting some better. But I have, the big thing is have a hard time sleeping. But
well, about 90% of the people I got here have hurt backs.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's back hurts. And mostly their backside. Because I've been giving them a good whooping. God knows how to get our attention, doesn't he? God bless you, brother.
Bless you too, brother. Maranatha.
Maranatha.
Glory.
He's a brother that's given quite a bit of money. Well, let's see here. Hello?
Hello. Melanie.
Well, you got through.
Amen. I did.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, everyone.
Hello, Melanie.
Hi.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Way down in New Zealand.
Yeah.
What time is it
it's
down there?
Only 1 o'clock in the afternoon here. Yeah?
1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes.
You sound excited.
I am. I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
I'm coming.
The what?
I'm coming.
You talk with that New Zealand language?
I'll try to change.
Tell that to me. No, you just come out with your bliss.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless me. Bless me.
Hallelujah.
You forgot how to do that? Yeah, I'll get you over here with your compadre.
Yep.
Listen now.
Come in,
is that all?
That's all.
Bless you, Mel. Looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, you too.
Hey, I'm going to have two of you around here? Oh, God. So you're telling us we can look for you because you'll be here, right?
Yeah.
Hey?
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 Hallelujah.
You're talking Greek to me. God bless you.
You too. See you soon.
9,000 miles away. What's that called?
The ends of the earth.
Glory.
That's what that's called.
Yes.
That's what they call New Zealand, the ends of the earth. Hello? Hello?
This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota.
Who?
Sister Diane Johnson.
Who is you?
God bless you and the saints.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
God bless you, Sister Johnson.
Doing too well again, so we might get cut off again, but God bless you and the saints.
God bless you.
That's another thing we have to fear. See, the heavens are being shaken. The powers of the heavens are being shaken.
Amen.
The satellite signals are not steady. The phone signals are... The cars won't run right. They're there, huh? Hello?
Brother Stare, this is Brother Ben.
Sorry, fella, don't know you. I don't know Ben. Nothing but trouble. See, people don't want it. They don't like that. They don't. Brother Ben. Remember Brother Ben?
Sure.
Huh?
Amen.
I let him come the last time, let him stay.
Yes.
He was doing really good.
Yes.
Then he started showing out with the brothers. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello, Prophet Stead.
That's me.
Hey, this is Dixon Anderson calling you from Sausalito, California.
Well, that's a long way.
That is a long way.
What can I do for you?
And I just wanted to let you know I was listening, and I wanted to bless all you and all the saints there.
Well, we got a few.
Hallelujah.
Glory. God bless y'all.
You need to get out of California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know I do. I'm working on it.
All you got to do is pack up your car and get out.
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Lord bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much for all you do.
I don't do nothing.
Really appreciate it.
Give God all the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
The sister that called, I told her to get on a plane, come over here. I got to go to the dentist. When I get that done, then I'll come. More convenient season when things get just right. Oh, God, when are these folk going to stop this? When are they going to stop it? Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. Why are you doing that? Why are you responding to that kind of admonition? Out here, are you? Are you really here? Hello? Hello? Hello?
God bless you, Brother Stair. Brother Jackie.
Yeah, Brother Jackie. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm over here going through the fire. But I'm coming through this fire.
I'm not gonna talk against your faith.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I just wanted to say something. I know that God is gonna send those people. They're gonna be running. They're gonna be fleeing for their lives. And there are going to be 200 families or whatever living there. He then spoke to my heart again and given me that faith. And they're going to be coming, and they're going to come from the north, south, east, and west. And God keeps confirming that through me. And he wanted me to tell people this. And it's the God's truth. It took me a while to get it right. I got a whooping for not listening, for disobedience. But I will say this, when Jesus comes shortly, and he's done told me, he said, he that receives Brother Stair as the major prophet, the voice of the last day prophet, is going to receive him. And so that's what I've been told. That's what I'm maintaining the faith. You are a family to me and my wife. We don't have any family. And I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate all the rebukes, all the corrections. That's your job. And no doubt about it. I'm settled. God settled that. Thank God. Praise God that you are Elijah. No doubt in my mind about it. In our heart. So if we receive you, we receive Elijah, which was for to come, church. Maranatha, saints.
God bless you.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
And if you see me when I'm taken from you,
hallelujah,
you can have a double portion. Reward, and that reward is to see him. But whoa! Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Sure, gonna be a lot better than looking at yours. But if I get to where I preach hard enough to you, and I can see Jesus in your face. Hello.
We're not able to
God are doing for us. I'm calling to say I'm listening. I have nothing else to do than to listen to the man of God.
I'm listening. Yes, sir, boy. I'm listening. I hear you. Hello?
Behold, the tabernacle.
He's not listening. Well, the devil do more than he does. They believe and tremble. Well, he believes I'm the prophet, but he don't tremble. He's a devil from the word go. Amazing, isn't it? See, the devil's implacable. He knows he has but a short time. Hello? Okay. All I'm doing is trying to show you what I face all day long. Calls like this. And then I'll say to myself, suppose Sister Borges did come. Suppose Sister stays over that dust day. Suppose the sister from New Zealand does get here. Suppose people out there in Henrietta Hoffman. Suppose they do move here. Oh boy. We have a good singer, aren't we?
Hallelujah.
Come on, give us a song.
Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet there in gloom. Trumpets will sound. All the dead shall rise, righteous be in the skies. Going where no one dies, let the word rise.
Pastor, you got yourself a new song leader. Now, she sort of eased it up. She didn't put that fancy stuff on it. She was like, it was that fancy stuff.
I don't have that.
Come on, I've heard you. Forgot, huh? Oh, Jesus. Isn't that pretty? Bless you.
Bless you, Father.
We got a whole week to go now.
Thank you, Lord.
Sorry, Brother Patterson. I know it's Patrick.